At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the Arisgandhas in their natural emptiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered Venerable Shariputra with his words. Shariputra, those men and women in our lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five Arisgandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. That form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age of death, and no exhaustion of old age of death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, but is not accepted. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tayata, om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that it is going well. Well done, O son of lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught. And the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Do so, Kula Puji Parasaya. 迎来主之恩典颂，主在万千中引我引我，每天家中之子亲，玛丽女士独面牛骨，今年君子来的那么，天年大吉，三吉他的事，人间人族，亚瑟都越过，就差就难，就你点点，大路女士，家边养老的。
Yeah. Do je changi o kompanyu to
When somebody give a teaching or when we listen to the teaching at that teaching session in the beginning, why we recite Heart Sutra, because there might have some hindrances in this in that occasion. So, when we recite Heart Sutra, in the truth of the power of the truth, all those hindrances dissolve in the true nature of emptiness, so that, there will be no any hindrances anymore. That's why, generally, they recite the Heart Sutra.
Tijil Masu ki penan jambe yana sota wete, yini shiro chen nuwa zero chi sana, yini gansu chidan chi chi ni che de, shiro kone kumbi ni rogo yin sana, shiro chen nuwa zero chi sana, yini sota wene, jambe yana sota wene wa.
So likewise, we do the same here, first recite the Heart Sutra, then, we recite the, Manjushri prayer, begin with the supplication or the salutation to the Manjushri, Manjushri is the, emanation of all the Buddha's wisdom. So, we will increase our wisdom discrimination of the, of the things and events to enhance. So then, after that, we do the mandala offering. So mandala offering this time would be requesting to give the teaching. So it is called the supplication or the requesting mandala offering.
So, in short,
when we do the mandala offering, there at that time, what we are offering is we are offering ourself, or the it's this body, possession, and the merits of three times, you know, visualize in form of mandala offering. So after the mandala offering, we are requesting or supplicating that kind, compassionate guru, I make this offering so, you know, you can give us teaching or the instructions.
Ani tibi ki mende tuyo le dene pene lami shishin rabu jina. Ani ta lama dan lama sebo da kanga ye, ani sanje chuzo ma nyon dode de, ani gyono jeba asing de, tikhato le gyono jebo wadasa.
So because of this mandala offering, you know, request or supplication, it instigate the, you know, or the motivate the lama to teach. So then after that, you know, we recite the refuge, you know, Sanji Chöda here. So this refuge is, you know, why we recite this is to take refuge and, you know, listen to the teachings for the sake of all the sentient beings, so that practicing this teaching, I may, you know, attend without as quick as possible, so that that part is to set up our motivation. So in the translation, maybe you understand when the Lama who is giving the teaching, he or she will recite that because of giving this teaching, you know, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. And whoever listening, you know, they will say that, you know, because of listening this teacher, may I, this teaching, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So it mentioned clear when we recite this four lines. So why Rinpoche wanna talk about this is because, you know, if we know what we are doing, then at that time, well, we are reciting the, you know, the lines at that time, at the same time, we can able to reflect on the meaning of what we are reciting, so it make a big difference. So, you know, if we used to, then, you know, no need to make effort, you know, it automatically comes at this time, you know, to generate a great awakened mind or the Bodhi mind, but, you know, since we are not used to like that, so we have we will going to make some effort for a couple moments so that we can create like that kind of motivation. Okay, we're going to begin. So, you know, when we summarize, then, you know, in order to practice, we have to know how to do it. So, in order to know, we need to listen or study. So because of this, you know, right now we are trying to study or trying to listen to the teaching with a sincere good motivation here.
Tendu ye shangju lang ren chenmu de ni shangju lang ju dwenmin de parwa sa la de shangju lang ju dwenma chi ya chen de le de xi jia shangju.
So we all know this, you know, stages to the path of enlightenment. This is the commentary basis on the lamp for the path of Master Atisha. So as usual, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa write this text, you know, or the commentary on the Atisha's path to lamp. It sum up in four chapters. So the four chapter we have finished the, you know, first chapter, which is showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, that is done. We are on the second chapter, which is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. That means we, in order to practice, we need to know what kind of greatness or the what kind of qualities this teaching is. So in this second chapter, there are, you know, as mentioned here in page 46, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. Again, there are, how many chapters do you guys know? I forgot.
Four
and
what tree? Four greatness and four qualities and three greatness or like that? It says four greatness and three. In Tibetan, it says a churchu means, you know, four characteristic and three greatness. So I don't know in the translation you guys got. It says four qualities and three what? Greatness? So the second chapter, we over here in page 46, it says, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction, coming to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice, easily finding the conqueror's intent, automatically refraining. From greatness wrongdoing.
Chi chu sung chi. Da chuo ji yin dong bo yin ni ka sheng ge zong yin ni ka re de. Ne shu de tong ji me de li dang ga de xia wa ji, dong bo ka re. De ba tong ji ge mie tu tu bi chuo wa sheng de cai ba
si. So among this, we did two chapters that, you know, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction, and coming to understand that all of the scriptures are scriptures are instruction for practice. These two we finish.
We are still
on the second chapter, coming to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
This one.
So we are on this second chapter. So if we really want to learn, then first we need to understand how to how to count or how to display the, you know, different chapters. So when you know how to display or count the chapter, then automatically, you know, in this knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradictions, such as like that, when you know this chapter, then you pretty much know all the contents. You will get understand almost all that contents. So that is the real traditional. So, you know, and easy to follow. So, you know, it is important, you know, to know how to display the chapter by chapter, like that.
Jeda no masogi ngone tonne la re chimo ga jang ye so na la re chimo khoro lo ne jene ga de to mar wa sa da sa ji lo ne jene ni sa ji ji de ka tu de yin sa dan da de ji jene ni ga ja to de re do wa
So, and when we are doing practice at that time, we cannot able to memorize all this Lamrim text. So, you know, when you know how to display or how to count the chapter, then, you know, it's very, convenient, or it is very useful when we meditate at that time. If you display the chapter and know the chapter, then you pretty much know whatever included in that chapter to meditate. So we go through the text now.
Suramali dhamma de chawane es je thapon de ban no la che da yin che es pe de thon chi du bi thon ne je yi su ro ni yi de es no sa chi de de kha tu ne che ba ni chi de chwa.
So do you guys know where we are?
Page 50.
And where I am lost.
Top of the page B.
Okay, you got it. So we will read through the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
Lando jene thangche tenpa la chupa malipa dewa ne sanje nyaji inbi sharo asiro. Di jese gare se na bena taba da thangche chema duenge je yin chinche la gare le dendri ki thao tengi ki thao kesho da sere se zan sanje mato sa chali jiyo maare es.
So we go through in general only the scripture of the conquerors provide the means to achieve all temporary and ultimate benefit and happiness for those who desire liberation. For only the Buddha is free from all errors in teachings, what is to be adopted and what is to be cast aside.
Bena sanje ma do tenri ge thau shiji ma lo ba tengi ni meba kari che re se so na sanje ge chuba kanga paung sare de che na ni sanje ma do meba re es.
So because as mentioned here, you know, Buddha is free from all error.
Deng bena ma so ne ren da wo ji ro bena shiji ma lo ba tengi tong ge de sanje ma do me kari se so na ni sanje se nge de ge ni shiji lo kanga paung ne shiji ma lo ba ni je ta wa je de zi ta wa yin sa ne shiji ma lo ba ten ba re es.
So why, you know, the Buddha, is so mentioned here? Because Buddha knows all the errors, and also Buddha had abandoned all the errors. So that is why, you know, only Buddha can give instruction that free of all the errors.
Tetang yo ju la ma le se ni je je shamba go be ye ni ta de yin bi long gi che je de je shamba go be song zhong gu duas.
So thus the sublime continuum Uttara Tantra says, because
tātā nukudvā hēti.
Nukudvā.
Jīn lāma nēti kārī lōndan dēnduwa, kāngshī jāwā, kāngshī jēlē chīkē, jētēn dēnā yōmī dēsā, mālī dēnī chōnī, chū jīn kīnchīn jīchīn jīn mīmbā, dēshī tāngsū nī jīyā, dōdē kāngyī dēn mīntū sī. Tū cī shī shē dēyāng tāngchū lāni, nūbā shē bāngyō rō shē sūn sōs.
So because there is no one in this world more wise than the conquerors. No other who knows precisely with omniscience all phenomena of the
world and the Supreme Reality. Do not disturb any of the collections of sutra set forth by the sage himself. By destroying the systems of the sage, you will harm the sacred teaching.
所以,我想问过,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是,可是
Buddha is the only one in this world more wiser than the conqueror. Why he is like that? Because no other who know precisely with omniscience all phenomena of the world and the supreme reality. Because of that, he is the only one in this world more wise than the conqueror.
Ali tenda gaba tenderi diji jinsen ke kega kaisen masu sura mali danga de chawe shibe danga gi chote chibe danga chote chibe kare de sa sona sanje gi sumba de danga gi chore sungwa ali ti duje re la.
So what that meant is the what that meant is over here, you know, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. So that is why, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are meant to practice, I guess.
Suro mali danga de chawe shibe danga sing de kare de selo sona de na ji ni ka dan do de ji ju de rombo chen no ngam danga gi cho yin no ase ale tom te ko gur sala da.
So the first instruction for practice means, as we go through the text, therefore the word of the conqueror, the precious collection of sutra and tantras. So these sutras and tantras are the supreme instruction. Nevertheless, since students in this latter time will not discover the intent of those words by delving So therefore the word of the conquerors, the precious collection of sutras and tantras, are the supreme instruction. Nonetheless, since students in this latter time will not discover the intent of those words by delving into them on their own without depending on valid commentaries and the personal instruction of the excellent beings, the great trailblazers compose treatises and personal instructions that comment on their intended meaning.
tenzi gubi jese tanji lawin ba shiro ji dijan no jan dola rong jinju mu tuwa yin zane ini tele sere doni ini shinda chenpo lutu da tosu yin doi gomba dene ini tenju man zebari.
So why this tell blazer compose thesis and the personal instruction? Because you know people like us, you know, the beginners, you know, cannot able to understand the clear meaning clear meaning of the sutra and tantras. So you know they make commentaries on the sutras and tantras because we can able to understand unmistakably and clearly.
Then on Gombo Ludu, Uma be Tawa Shachin and Dogin de Hijo. Any Papa Tomi in a sentiment dogin, so what in the Hijo, Jessica Carreras, and he wants to desert the Ombudis in Jordan Dobby, any change and any dollar cut to you, Motor, and he change and any Dogin de Pajawa is.
So why, you know, that those trailblazers, yes, the great trailblazers, like Nagarjuna and Asanga, you know, they emphasizes, one emphasizes on the, you know, on the middle way approach of the sutras, and make a lot of commentaries, and you know Asanga emphasizes on the sutras basis on the chitta mantra or the mind only school of thoughts, you know, perspectives, and make many commentaries on that. Why they did this is because, you know, in the latter generation or the, you know, later times, you know, people like us don't have that kind of, intelligence that we can comprehend the word of the conquerors. So that is why, you know, they make all those commentaries for us.
Ini jenis tanda lama dijatuh minisana mesanari kongje ambu curun curun rone ti tanda pada ini pernah coba jadi sangat lama jadi macam ti jela ini masuk ti tanda ngosin jaya ini sangat lama jadi batu sangat masuk ti jadi ambu lagi begonu kasih solo malah dah ada caya jungji tada songsa elsana.
So then later on, gradually, you know, the people's intelligence degenerated, and you know, and their mental disposition and so on are kind of degenerated. And then, you know, the Atisha make that, the root text, a lamp, and, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's time also it degenerated the, you know, intelligence of the people, and their understanding low, and like that, then, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa helps to make detailed commentaries like that. So like Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, you know, that, you know, instruction or of the practice, you know, whatever the instructions, you know, we should not look, you know, from a very small text. We rather look from a really, you know, big text, like mentioned here in the sutras and the tantras.
Tedadam mithi bi yung mentebe landena ne ne towa shawa khona was de bodo jiro chita.
So we read through the text, therefore, for something to be a pure personal instruction, it must bestow certain knowledge of the classic texts, no matter how well you learn it. A personal instruction is only something to be cast aside. If it cannot bestow certain knowledge of the meaning of the Buddha's words and the great commentaries on their intent, or if it teaches a path incompatible with this. So like mentioned here, you know, when we try to practice on the instruction, then you know, it helps us to enhance our knowledge into the, you know, a great text on the sutras and tantras, and also, you know, it gives us some kind of understanding or you know, some degree of realization, then, you know, we got the right instruction. Other than that, if, you know, how much we practice on that instruction, our mind getting more, you know, more wilder, and we cannot get the understanding of the sutras and tantra, you know, clear, and, you know, like that, then, you know, that instruction is not working or not, you know, right, so you gotta cast that instruction aside. So classic texts means, you know, not a big, you know, a text. Classic text means, you know, when you refer your understanding to the sutras or the commentary of those, you know, trailblazers or the Buddhas, then, you know, we can able to understand, you know, like that. So in this kind of time, there is a danger that, you know, this, you know, classic texts are not meant to practice. Some people understand like that, and they practice a very, you know, small, you know, instruction, so that is not right. So whatever you practice, you know, it make you, like mentioned here, it make your understanding broader when you see or read the, you know, classic text. So we read through the text now. There are those who conclude that any classic text should be considered only an explanation teaching, therefore lacking the key points for practice. They hold that there are separate personal instructions that teach the core meaning that are the heart of the practice. They then imagine that there are two separate forms of excellent teaching, a teaching that is explained to you and a teaching that you practice. Know that this attitude precludes, is it precludes, if pronounced like that? I don't know if I doesn't pronounce right, but you guys got the, you know, book. So if people who don't have the book, you know, you please, you know, you guys make it right, so that who don't have the book can understand. Preclude the development of the great respect for the stainless sutras and the tantras, as well as the flawless treatises that comment on their intent. So then knowing, we read through again, continue, know also that you accumulate the karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching when you see those classic texts as object of contempt, and says those are merely for promoting one's superficial knowledge and eliminating other misconceptions. They do not teach the deep meaning.
你看这个出门的脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色,你看看这些脸色
of abandoning that teaching.
Pena ma chuki do singi de pena ni kare re kanju tomba jada je re tesa nga chuki nyane che ma re se chi ko ba thonju do han ro chi yang go bo lu du gi song yin pena omare vi chu du singi tesa yang nga chuki nyane ma re chen ni ba de se ba re ngi nyane de de yong de re se yong chung chung jin zen song yin na pe nyang ga chen bo yo re.
So how this become karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching is, like some people say that, you know, the many sutras, volume of sutras teaching are not meant to practice for me, and also the, you know, the commentaries on the, you know, middle way of by Nagarjuna's, all those commentaries are just for the debater monks in the monastery, not for me. So this is my practice, means just a small, you know, things you try to practice. If you do and hold the perspective like that, then, you know, it really accumulates the karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching.
Dōsō shūyū kōjē tīwā sādhī hīyā chū tāng jirā mā tō rūpē nyā sā nīyā ki tēndā tī kī tēngā mā rē sā nā wachī kōjī nyā pēn tōng chū nā wachī tāng.
So kind of looking down on those, you know, great teachings that, you know, those are just meant to explain, you know, or teach, not to practice. My practice is something like that, you know, have a small, you know, small text, and that's my practice. If you do like that, then, you know, then we accumulate this karmic obstruction of abandoning the teaching.
So when we study
this Lamrim, then, you know, we will know that, you know, the commentaries on the, bodhicittas by Nagarjunas, and as well as those, you know, volumes of sutra teachings and all those things, you know, then there is a place that we can understand when we when we practice Lamrim, then it really clearly indicates all those as the main practice or the core practice of the Lamrim practitioners. So in this way, you know, the we understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. It included in there.
So
when we understand Lamrim, then you know we know what the you know instruction for practice means. When somebody say, what is the instruction for practice for you, then we can able to say that instruction of practice is the, you know, the teaching of the sutras given by Buddhas and the commentaries made by all those Indian masters, and all these teachings are instruction for practice, then you can able to answer. So we take break here.
Tande dala melu yi namba chuo ni zhong che ma na yin men de la yang ma de de yang ma se ran ji luo xian ba la su bi ji se ji dang bi chuo de zhong de zang la de de yin men ni bi es dang bi men ga la de 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 da la ge ba zhe wo xia wa jiang de men ga chuo ge ba yin ji es zhong che ma la shi jia jue ba zang ma zhong wo se de wa.
So we read through again, continue. Therefore, for those who desire liberations, the supreme and authentic instructions are indeed the classic texts. However, due to our limited intelligence and so forth, you may be unable to recognize those texts as the supreme instruction through depending on them
alone.
So like mentioned here that, you know, because of my limited intelligence, you know, meantime I cannot understand the, you know, instruction of the classic text, but, you know, pretty soon, you know, I will try to understand the instruction on those classic texts. So that kind of enthusiasm we need. So this whatever we read here is very true, because you know when we try to read the, you know, look at the commentaries of the Nagarjuna's on the middle way like that, then if we cannot able to find any instruction that we can able to practice, and it is so hard to understand and so deep that, you know, we will get bored and we don't want to continue. We will immediately leave that aside.
我的状态讲呢，你国的状态讲是讲的这些，也讲到的，我不录录一送的呢，有人啥的，因为俺当的没写的，俺的拉面面啊，当用的现在来点的，因为我不录录一送些用的是了，你可对得起，对呢，就说讲的接多起，对讲到的可对得起，现在啥个对起，嘛都这个俺讲的也嘛是怕讲的当用的多啊什么。So
like that, you know, those the classic texts, those are the main instruction of my practice, but meantime I could not able to comprehend. So I will, because of the Lama's instruction and read many other texts, so that eventually I could understand or comprehend and practice the instruction on those classic texts, that kind of, you know, will we need.
这边的感觉起来是呢，本来上学老人全部在两年级的课上呢，因为多年都被打完生意的，没特别过去吸引我了，还是了的。
So how is that so? Because when we try to practice Lamrim, then, you know, the bodhicitta or the awakened mind is must.
So I said wrong.
Not the, you know, awakened mind, but the, you know, view on emptiness is the key here. So, you know, the writings of the Nagarjuna reveals the, you know, clear instruction on the understanding of the emptiness. So it's the nature that, you know, when you read the instruction on the, you know, on the topic of emptiness, then, you know, you will get more understanding and deeper understanding. Because of that, you know, you will get closer to have the understanding of emptiness. So in this way, you know, you will going to liking the understanding of emptiness. So when you are liking that, then it's the nature that you will also going to liking the writing of Nagarjuna, because, you know, it reveals the, you know, a detailed explanation on the on the emptiness topic.
Tadu yo gobol lutu yo me kaje umi kasar sawa ten la pe yo del gabo che wasan je ni shishin je do de ro che gabo che de ko rashu je lewa.
So because of that, you know, we will feel closer and liking the, you know, the which reveal the perfection sutras, you know, those attacks. So same thing for the, you know, the bodhicitta too, you know, that, you know, when you like bodhicitta, you like to read the, you know, writings of Asanga and as well as the, you know, Buddha's teaching on bodhicitta. So, you know, so this stages of the path to enlightenment, this Lamrim text, help us in this way.
So, so,
So in this way, you know, we when we hold a small practice as a small instruction as our practice, you know, even though, you know, it reveals, you know, to have the deeper understanding on that small instruction, we need the further, you know, understanding of emptiness and bodhicitta. So, you know, to have a deeper understanding on that, you know, we need to study the writings of Nagarjuna and Asankas and so on. So, you know, if from that small instruction, you know, if we don't make this happen, if it don't make this happen, then you know that small instruction is useless. You need to abandon that instruction. It won't do any good for our practice. So that's very clear that, you know, the Manjushri himself told to Lama Tsongkhapa that, you know, in the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa have a real hard time understanding on the middle way. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa asked Manjushri that it is so, you know, hard to understand, so what could I do to understand more deeper and clear? So then Manjushri said, you gotta go and look or study the, you know, classic texts like the writings of Nagarjuna and Buddha Balidas and so on. So then, you know, so then if you are understanding or the realization of emptiness doesn't match or doesn't seems like, you know, told in those texts, then that is not right. You need to abandon your understanding or the thoughts on middle way or emptiness.
Sosuki Jane but the Himatu is on a Junchable Lanja Chiba Yene, Janela Jatu Yamares and Sujido Alamadis.
So the masters say that, you know, if you only read the, you know, there's those classic texts, then you cannot able to sum up your practice, so it is so vast and deep and hard to understand. So when you read or study Lamrim, then it will reveal everything and help you to guide on those classic texts. So we will go through the text again, and you know, then we will do some question answers. So continue, thus you must seek out personal instructions, thinking I will seek certain knowledge of those texts based on the personal instruction of an excellent being, but do not think the texts are without substances, since they merely promote a superficial knowledge and eliminate other misconceptions. Yet the personal instruction, since they reveal the deep meaning, are supreme. As the great yogi Changchub Rinchen said, concerning instructions, complete mastery does not mean gaining ascertainments on a mere small volume that fits in the palm of one's hand. This means understanding all of the scripture as instruction for practice. So we need to have a real comprehensive understanding of our practice, you know, the master of the all the masters, you know, commentaries, that when we look, you know, it all appears as our instruction or practice.
Ene chuo chen de loma ene gamba re chen la me chang sa a de sha yu dang la sa ten to chi de ling ha yu su di de la be la be sa ta yong thang che dang ha tu go wa shi xiong su ba ta go go ba yin no.
Also the great elders student Gomba Rinchen Lama said that
he understands all the texts as instruction for practice. Are we here? I am kind of lost. Yes, what? Okay, instruction Gomba Rinchen Lama said that he understood all of the texts as instruction for practice by grinding to dust all wrong action of the body, speech and mind during one session of the meditation. On Atisha's instruction, you too must come to such an understanding. The precious teacher Dumtoba said that it is a mistake if after...
ti kese kare se da lama de kare la war se zana ne ka dam bi nga la ro ka dam bi dang se re ne ga la kare yore se sona le ga yi su maro ba jiro maro ba ta chi de me bo zo de le ga yi su shiwa che shiwa che bi de ne sa de yi su ka yi ba ta chi ne ga yi nyone de go tu ba chi yu gu du so wa le da.
So like mentioned here, you know, if our instruction also do the same thing, like mentioned here, then you know we have the right instruction and our instruction is unmistaken. So, like this Lama, you know, our practice should do the same as like this Lama. So it sums up that, you know, by practicing this Lamrim, that all my body, speech and minds, you know, action are pacified, and you know, and all the instructions of the Buddhas and the great masters seems to understand as my as a instruction for me or for my practice. So we'll go through the text. The precious teacher Dumtoba said that it is a mistake if after studying many teachings, you feel a need to look elsewhere for how to practice the teaching. Thus, there are those who have studied many teachings for a long time, but do not know at all how to practice the teaching. When they wish to practice, they must look elsewhere. Their error is in not understanding what I have already explained. So what that meant is, you know, your study and your practice, if there is a big disparity, then there is an error.
So
So these errors happen, for many practitioners. Like there is a true story that, one people came from Kham to Tibet and study in the big monastery in Lhasa and study there for around 20 years for this study in these classic texts. And then later on, after he done his geshe, then he returned to his home in Kham, and over there he don't understand what to practice. Then he went to one Nyingma, tantric master or something like that, and he received some kind of, initiation or some kind of empowerment or some instruction, and then he start to practice that. So this kind of that kind of errors happen, for many people. So this would be that kind would be the big mistake and also disgrace toward the teaching of the Buddha and Buddha himself. So when the master heard that kind of story, then they felt really kind of ashamed and really upset. And because of that incident, some of the Nyingma's tantric practitioner, means the householder practitioner, they also get some kind of chance to say that those Gelugpa Gishes, they don't have a instruction to practice. They have they got only to debate and only to teach, but they have no anything to practice. So like that kind of saying So like that, it's like just a story that one of Rinpoche's friend who has a center in California, and he call him and they have a kind of chit chat, and Rinpoche asks, "What are you doing there?" And he said, "Oh, I got a small group here and teaching, Lamrim. There is a one Nyingmapa Lamrim, and it is very very precise, elaborate, no lot of elaboration, but easy to understand. So that is why I am teaching this Lamrim to the people." And Rinpoche told, "You heard that kind of, did you heard that kind of stories that some of the Nyingmapas, that household practitioner used to say that Gelugpa don't have a, things to practice, they only have a things to teach, he just teased him."
So
Rinpoche didn't meant that, you know, the, you know, a kind of looking down on those things or criticizing the Nyingmapa practice like that. But what he meant is we already have our Lamrim, our practice, and when you cannot understand that, and you go to another one, and you know, you think that is instruction for you, not you know what you got, you leave aside what you got, and it's very wrong. So, like mentioned here, you know, at the same like mentioned here. So, you know, like this kind of things happen for many.
Pena ngasoro wa pena rasagi gishi khepa chenpo shuwe jige pena shangchu lanre chenpo yoye jinda shangchu lanre chenpo le jinda sewa ndu sen machi pao lodi te chi karne chi chana soso kale jomu duwa inje chi chana soso nyanlen jamu tungi tenri ki chane ko hengo seyo mara ki lau chukuro asalata.
So it is same like that, you know, somebody stay in great monastery for 20 years and study a lot, and then later on, you know, he don't understand the instruction of the Lamrim, and then he stepped down to another practice that he think it is easier to and understand and like that, then he leave what he got that side, and that thing is a great error. So that is why he teased him.
Pena nga sundi lang rin siya mo dala, pena giluba yung sana, pena hengor kaya si Junyo Yamar sila. Dino na tawa dalang gomoludu yung tawa dalang, ani pena papa tome da tasa yung samantaji di jansi shiyo jini yung chong chong che. Ani mong siya wakadang bi lama suki yung chong siya juchi ma do, giluba hengor sori chita, pika dala gaba jayi san chiyo Yamar sila.
So this Lamrim is, we are not really, you know, biased on the Gelugpa school of thought. But, you know, this is very, very, you know, good text, you know. You don't need any, look for any another instruction or another things to practice besides this Lamrim. So, this is basis on the Buddha's teaching as we may go through earlier, and also basis on the commentaries of the masters of the, you know, Nalendas, the Nagarjunas, and Asangas, and Atishas, and so on.
The big Jumpida Sosole here, Yinja, Yanti, Taji, Tasa Gitan, Kujojin, and Rodana, Sosaki Panda, the testing war.
So, in this, you got such a, you know, nice teaching here, and you leave that teaching aside, and you go for a small instruction on a small corner. You found a little instruction that is easy to understand, and you step down. That means kind of not right.
Yang aku nak cakap, jangan orang cakap dia nak cakap kalau nak ada kor, culu risu macam ni, culu yang jual je cakap ni, tapi siapa cakap dia nak sungguh orang salah dah. Jual pihak tu lah ni, tadi jangan faham je dia dah. Yang susu pernah cuba dia ni mah, sekarang siapa yang cuba ni dah, tapi siapa yang jual orang salah dah.
And also, you know, as Solomon Mr. Dalai Lama mentioned all the time, we need to be familiar with all the
schools of thought of the Tibetan Buddhism, you know, Isan Yingma Sacha Gelu, whatever, you know, you need to have familiar with those things. But when you teach or when you practice, you know, you do according to your, you know, tradition or whatever you have learned and study, you know, you teach or practice on that basis is same as important as getting familiar with another school of thoughts too.
Yang kuro getu tenre ye pena nga chi pena nga la pena nga do chi ye chano sing nga la chi ni ma ye kezo na mi shinu do chi song ro chi sen la wa yin na ni te yang ye de ge mi se ko ma la nga kezo na mi shinu chang ro chi da shin lo jin de chang so yo wa de be chan yang ga ja kha ga ro ya shun ye te so na
and also you know not only that you know also if some people came to him came to Rinpoche and asked that, you know, for a Nyingmapa practice, such as, you know, the Kursan Lame Shelung, then, you know, Rinpoche will gladly will teach that Nyingmapa instruction or the Nyingmapa text that, you know, he will able to, and he can, and he will, and also he got the, you know, transmission of that text from His Holiness Dalai Lama, so he will gladly to do that. But when you do it, don't mix up everything together, you know. When you teach Nyingmapa text, you gotta go, you know, authentically, clearly, according to that text, and don't mix everything together. So all the instruction should appear as our practice. That doesn't mean that you gotta practice all the teachings. You know, not like that, but you know, when you try to practice, you know, then it will make you able you to understanding deeper on the, you know, on the whole teaching of the Buddha, then it is the, you know, right instruction. So like you know, we went earlier that Chinese you know, Hashang or the abbot, you know, it is said that, you know, he wrote many volumes of texts. So, you know, we cannot able to say that is right, that is wrong, because, you know, he thinks he is revealing the intent of the Buddha. But, you know, if his writing doesn't, you know, doesn't complement with the writings of the Nagarjunas and Asangas and so on, then, you know, that is not our instruction or your instruction.
Kanje do din kanje lori chemo de la thosa cheso na kanje kai chane yue chi chago arsa da longa tomba tonje chenge chi chago arsa.
So either way, you know, if we familiar and we have a good understanding of this Lamrim, then we will have the, you know, understanding on the framework of the Buddha's teaching. So no chance, time for the, you know, question answers. So next time bring more questions. We'll live a bigger, longer time. So we dedicate, and as mentioned here, that right now I don't have a, you know, ability to understand all the instructions, things as my for my instruction. So, you know, I will work harder, and, you know, eventually I will make that all the those classic texts, and like mentioned there, will appear as my instruction. And in order to happen that, you know, I will dedicate whatever merit I have earned at this time, and also make the supplication or the, you know, prayers to the Buddhas. Sabe ge wa de ten da do wa kula ka de da ke bara je se lo sa ta pa ye ten be ni bo ri tu se che ne sho jo je me do ta ma Sangye shindo mite kuwayi Drogya namda shila chupara sho Niye labay dae deve chuge pela lonche Sada lamge yende rabzo ne Doje change go banyo to bosho Guru rena medala kamani ataya ebi Bele sonye ne kadara yamba kanji zabay ne Lomye Maria Kedon Dowa Aiko Namre Gyawe Wangu Dajo Aiko Hemai Sembe Tserava Kudoya Jambe Yange Tzeve Jisone Embe Rimbay Kunsa Alamji Echo Nyene Dube Genay Nyeche Echo Rangi jishe tombe lamji ele Shudra tsewe tawe tawke chi Dove yige mbay selche ne Yave tembay yure zingyo chi Tembay rinche choge machaban Chavnyan nyambaray jube chode ne Nijin chenbyo ye rabay chubayi Tende tete sewaye chubayi sho Seje jave mejun chilele Legu chanjo lamjirin bekan
Tadu namje yilay peteshe, gyaver zeparin do kyunjurche, lamza drupe geje drujeje, geje seje medhay mimeku, sarava kundu gyaver napaye, namda labdan dewa manjurche, Kanze teba chola chuchu uchu, sushin dumla zumba ati yese. Tude namje tadu chocheche, tashi nyatsu chukun kyam gyuroche. Cherese wanten zinja soye, shabde se de baldo tenjuro shiye. Temba da enkundo zambo te yante shiye. Teba kunje jeso talo chere, gewa de da tamje razo omo. Hüsumu şebe gyawa tamce ki Mova kalay çudu nabade Nage geve tsawa dikünca Sambu çeçe rabdu muvaray